And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date is Thursday, the 4th of December. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with what you cannot afford to lose. Today's guest list in no particular order. Zach Mir, Craig Drake, Nicole Elliott, David Buick, Mike Ingram, Alan Green, Manoj Ladwa, Nigel Seeley, Chris Perry, Wade McElwer, Stephen Richardson, Robin Poynder, Ben Doughty and Matt Hamilton. The Magnificent 14. Right, let's talk, talking of things magnificent, let's talk to Mr. Zach Mir, the PR Master Investor. Very good morning to you, Zach.
Hello, Moose.
How the devil are you, sir?
Better.
I'm full of cold, as you can hear, so we won't go down that line of thought again. Let's kick off with our first slide of the day, the broker forecasts. You've elected Photome International, Taylor Wimpey, AstraZeneca. Why have you chosen these, and what are you thinking?
Photome International, I was thinking about this because I'm due to renew my passport.
Okay.
The tax on travel, which we don't even have to pay for. But they are making good money, apparently, and by recommendation from Liberum Capital on that. And it's been a decent performer, you know, sort of in terms of being one of the second-line stocks, which has done rather better than most. Taylor Wimpey, I read, I think, the other day that it's joining the FTSE 100.
Okay.
That's probably the top of the top of the market. And AstraZeneca, a favourite of mine for quite some time, still expecting something good to happen on the M&A front there. I think the share's around £44, and Citigroup have got a target of £54.
Okay, so there's one more slide, courtesy of Nicole Elliott, who's coming in later. This looked quite interesting to me. Yesterday evening's regular report from the Fed, known as the Beige Book, compiled using data from 12 Federal Reserve districts up until the 24th of November, was very positive in its assessment, noting that economic activity continued to expand. Contacts remained optimistic about the outlook for future economic activity. Spending and tourism continued to advance, employment gains widespread, manufacturing strengthened, and construction activity expanded. They did, however, note that lower oil prices were of concern in the Atlanta and Dallas districts. Europe would love all of that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but I suppose the other thing is that it still won't be enough to prompt an interest rate rise in the US. I think it's still many months away.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you've said that for a while, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I don't think it's just not going to happen. But, according to that report, it should happen.
Yeah. OK, so let's go and talk some live charting now. And as if by magic, we'll press the buttons. The FTSE down a smidge this morning. Obviously, we've got Bank of England, ECB. Is it looking tired to you up at these levels? Or
no, I think it's probably... Well, I mean, the easiest thing here, 67.50 is the resistance. The easiest thing is just to wait for that to break. Support at 66.50. So we're actually in a range of 100 points.
Right.
So, you know, the easiest thing is either trade that range or wait for the range to break. RSI is above 50. I think it's around 57 or something like that at the moment.
I think that's
that number there. Yep. So that gives me a positive bias on the technicals.
Right.
And so I'm looking for the break of 67.50. And also seasonally, I think it would be quite surprising or upsetting if the market didn't have a little push to the upside.
Well, just looking at the laggards this morning, again, it's, you know, the miners, the Anglos, the Rios, Billitons, Randgold, Fresnillo.
The usual suspects,
usual
yes.
Usual suspects.
On the upside, I think we've got Sage up again as well, which had a good report earlier this week. And the travel company is still boosted by the lower oil price, EasyJet and TUI Travel itself.
Right. OK, well, let's go to, just before we go on to that, the Hindenburg effect. You mentioned that.
Yes, it's this sort of mumbo-jumbo, which is to do with the breadth of movement in the S&P and that it's due to have another crash. I think we've had three or four of those in the recent past, last couple of years, all of them failed. And I think people will probably take the view that that's going to fail again. Perhaps the stock market is, in the American stock market, is just not the same as it was when that particular formula, I think it was in the 1930s when that particular formula was invented.
Well, perhaps we'll do a little bit more work on that.
I've just seen that now. It's a bit of homework overnight, maybe for tomorrow's show.
Okay, so let's go through a few stocks, a few viewer requests. HYR.
Yeah, this is, I think this is one, a good
Hydro
example.
Deck.
A good example of probably just waiting and being patient on a situation. Here we've got the breakdown from June, falling trend channel, floor of the channel at 7 pence. If you're keen, you'd buy around there, or wait to buy around there. But there's no higher low. There's nothing really here, apart from the big breakdown to suggest that you go in buying now.
Right. Okay. So let's have a look at Hawk, H-A-W-K.
Nighthawk. I think they had Nighthawk Energy. They had a good update a while back. Maybe it was this spike here, but shares have sort of drifted away. Obviously, the oil price hasn't helped anybody. But there is significant bullish divergence.
Can we just expand that window just to make
it look more pretty? So basically, we're back towards the, we broke the lows of March. Good positive divergence here in the RSI window. And a double bottom at 6p. So there's a possibility. I mean, that's more of a reversal than the previous. You've got a reversal opportunity there.
Okay. Let's have a look at Lloyds, see if we're at that top of that trading range.
Banks sort of hit again mildly, I think, probably from the autumn statement. I think they'll be paying a little bit more tax there. Apparently, all the fines that they're getting will be given to charitable causes, which maybe the people who actually bank with the banks should actually get the money rather than charitable causes. But
we haven't got through this big sort of chart point at 80p, have we?
Yeah, but I think this is looking quite solid. RSI support line here as well. We've got the rising trend channel, I think, too. So I'd probably give it the benefit of the doubt. In terms of hold, because it's held above this 77p resistance of the recent past.
So. Understood. Okay, Royal Bank of Scotland. We haven't looked at that one for a while.
Messy chart, but we had the bear trap
rebound. Again, it's new highs for the move, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's looking. It's a rocky ride, but overall, it is looking quite positive. Just the sort of the trend channel, something like that, towards 420. And probably the stop loss around the 20-day moving average. I think that's £3.83, something like that. So it's a drift to the upside, slow but steady. You've got these RSI support points as well, which I like. That's all there.
Okay. Serco. I saw it's a headline of down another 6% today. Is there any hope here?
No. Rhetorical question, probably. It's sort of limit down. I think, in these situations, you'd at least wait for the 10-day moving average to break. You can see that that's the green line there, £1.71 or so.
If you're fairly new to your charts, okay, the fast money tends to basically be long above the 10-day moving average and similarly short below it.
2-3 days on the 10-day line as resistance, it's normally down, the same on the way up as well.
Okay, Kibo. KIBO. We had a lovely email overnight basically saying that somebody had made a really good return on the back of watching the interview we did with the CEO. So,
I think I talked about this a couple of days ago as well on the charting basis. The key thing here was the break of the 200-day moving average. That was a bull flag there, and obviously the shares have gone through the roof since then. Possible resistance coming in towards the sort of the 5p area, but if there has been a fundamental change here, then which is I think what people were expecting for quite some time, there could be more. But yeah. Waiting for the retracement here, obviously the outside is very
a decent move. Okay, and finally we'd better have a look at the S&P, if we could.
This is the trend channel I drew yesterday with Mr. Rodriguez. I'm still looking for more here. You can see that the price action is still holding above the 20-day average, which is pretty fast money. And yesterday, totally above the 10-day moving average, which is currently around 2063. So that's still looking very, very strong. Not overbought yet, even after all the gains, 68 out of 70. Right. 68 is the RSI there versus 70, which is overbought. So possible trajectory there towards 21.50, which is incredible, but it's still, still.
Let's have a real quick look at the Nasdaq, just to see if any of those gaps have been filled.
Well, there you are. Look, 2 or 3 days. This is the 10-day moving average rule.
Going, working really well.
It's working very well as well. So further upside.
Brilliant. Okay, Zach Mir, PR Master Investor. Thank you for your live market roundup. Let's take a first break, then we'll go straight into a short interview with Mr. Craig Drake, Head of Institutional Research at FX Street. We'll be straight back after the break. Thank you.